5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Clapp, Director of Content for WorkinSports.com, and this is the Work in Sports Podcast. I want to say thank you to everybody who's been tuning into our new Facebook Live programming. Every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be doing a Facebook Live session. The idea was I'm going to keep it about a half an hour. Like, I do 10 minutes on a topic that'll help people. Like, this week I'm going to do a topic on cover letters and resumes, helping people, give them some advice on how to really nail that part of their portfolio. And then I do 20 minutes of open-ended ask questions. What do you guys want to know? What do you want to hear? Hear me talk about. Well, so far, the last two that we've done, the first one and the second one, I've gone an hour. I've gone like 15 minutes on the theme and then like 45 minutes answering questions. I think last episode we had like 63 questions come in. I can't do them all, but I try to do a lot and it's fun. I really, really, really enjoy it. And all of the people that have been listening have been giving me great feedback, which is great. I mean, again, I've said it before and I'll say it again. The podcast is a one-way street, you know, like it's me talking and I'm answering questions, but it's not in real time answering questions. I'm getting your questions. I'm processing them and I'm answering them. Well, on the Facebook Live, we get the real engagement. It's like right in that moment. We're talking and interacting. I'm sharing your comments on the screen. It's a really fun experience. So if you haven't tuned in yet, I'd encourage you to. Thursday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern from our Work in Sports Facebook page, not from the podcast group. I learned after the fact that the tool that I am using, which is BeLive TV, which is really, really cool, and they're going to get a free shout out right there. The tool works best with Facebook pages, not Facebook groups. So we're doing it from the Work in Sports Facebook page. If you haven't liked it before, now's a good time. Tune in on Thursday night. Like I said, we'll be talking about cover letters and resumes, how to nail them for the sports industry. This Wednesday, Gina Miller, I'm going to bring back one of my favorite episodes of the year with my interview with Gina Miller, who's the VP of Media and Communication for FC Dallas and a longtime sports reporter in the Dallas area. Big time with the Cavs. I'm sorry, with the Mavericks and the Cowboys. I combine those two into the Cavs, but it's the Cowboys and the Mavericks was where she did a lot of her coverage and reporting, and it's really good and exciting stuff. Wednesday is also my birthday, which I share with Reggie White, Kevin McHale, Warren Sapp, and Jake the Snake Plumber. Fun fact, Jake and I are exactly the same age. Also born in 1974. On December 19th. Growing up in Boston, I had one of those sports facts a day calendars, you know, like you wake up in the morning, get some cool fact on something that happened on that day. And it also would have the birthdays on it. And it used to make me so darn excited that Kevin McHale and I had the same birthday because I like idolized he and Larry Bird growing up. All right, I'm already off topic. Look at that. Let's get back on track. Today's question comes from a myriad of people, actually. John in Duluth says, I'd like to become an athletic director at a major university. How do I do it? Melanie in Colorado says, I'd like to become a sports reporter. How do I do it? Keith in San Francisco says, I'd like to become a baseball GM. How do I do it? I literally can keep going and going. This is a daily occurrence. When somebody asks me, I want to work in sports marketing. Tell me how. I want to work in sports sales. Tell me how. Very broad questioning. Well, it's a hard one to answer because there's so much that goes into it. There's no like black and white answer. So I thought about this for a while, and I thought maybe rather than trying to answer each one of these people on an individual level, like exactly forming a game plan for them on how to be an athletic director or how to be a sports reporter, the best thing I could do was give what I think may be the most important advice of your entire career. Yeah, that's some big shoes to fill right there, but a concept that will make all of you better prepared for the sports industry. But before I get into that, in recent years, I've had it in my mind that I wanted to write a book, but I realize I have this one weakness. Well, let me take that back. I probably have likely have many weaknesses. I do have many weaknesses, but this one comes to mind in this instance. Almost all self-help or business motivation or advice style prose is quippy, like full of unique sayings where people jumble around the words to make an alternative meaning, like it's not the size of the dog in the fight, but the size of the fight in the dog, or there's no traffic on the extra mile. And again, I don't blame people for thinking or writing in this way. I think it's kind of cool, actually. I just don't think this way. Like, I don't write that way. I tend to be much more straightforward in my advice, saying things like, stop being afraid and go for it, rather than opportunity only knocks once. That doesn't always play in a marketing sense. You need quippy, quotable statements, and that's just not me. I don't do quippy. The reason I bring this up is because some of these statements, while they aren't my style, they really do resonate with me. There's a point that they're making that I think is worth listening to and focusing in on. And one of those is one that I believe is some of the best advice I've ever been given and I've ever read. Begin with the end in mind, okay? We're going to break this down a little bit. Now, this is not my quote. I am not claiming that I came up with this concept, but it has driven me in a lot of ways. Okay, so now that Yoda is done talking, begin with the end in mind. Let's break down what this actually means. So whether you want to be an athletic director or a director of operations or a VP of sales or a scout or a reporter or whatever, you've already done the most important part. You've identified your end goal. You've established who you want to be. Once you've identified that and you where you want to go and you've set that goal, you've put your stake in the ground. You get it? I mean, like you said, this is who I want to be. And there's some power that comes out of that. You aren't saying, I really love sports and I would love to work in sports. I'm sorry, people, that is not enough. Stop doing that. Like, people email me all the time or message me on LinkedIn. They're like, I really love sports. I would like to work in sports. What should I do? I don't know. No one can decide what you should do in your life or in sports. Nobody can decide that but you. You need to figure out what you want and declare it. Shout it from the mountaintops. Okay, not really. But you do need to figure it out. Yes, things will change over time. This doesn't mean like you are decreeing this is the only thing I will ever do in my life. You'll switch around a bit, but get yourself an idea of who you want to be. That is your end. But that's where we're going to start. Let's use the example of an athletic director. You know, I have this statement. Hi, I'm Brian Clapp. I want to be an athletic director at a Power 5 university. That could be my statement. I don't actually want to be an athletic director at a Power 5 university. This is an example. I'm like telling a story. So there it is. There's my end goal. Pretty powerful to write it down and see it before you. By the way, again, made up scenario, don't want to be a Power 5 athletic director, so just play along. Now that I know that and have written it down, two things happen. One, you are 1.5 times more likely to accomplish your goal if you write it down. That is a fact. Just the power of articulating it does wonders for your focus. You remember something better if you have it displayed as a visual cue you see daily. And according to neuroscientist Mark Murphy, writing down a goal actually encodes it in your brain, hoping to turn it into a long-term memory. Pretty powerful stuff, right? We're quoting neuroscientists. Number two, though, you can create a strategy to get there once you write it down. You see, once you acknowledge where you want to end up, there is a plan and a strategy and a set of tactics that already exist. You aren't starting from scratch. Someone out there is already doing this job. So how did they get there? Let's take the athletic director example. I know that's my end goal. I'm going to begin there. I want to end up being this person, right? Or someone like them. If I then went through the LinkedIn profile of 20 different athletic directors in Power 5 universities, or just look through their bios on their athletic department webpage, it tells you so much about them. I'm going to pick up on a few trends. Number one, they all have their masters. Many have multiple masters, including their MBA. Number two, they all worked at a minimum of 5 universities before becoming an athletic director of their own program. Number three, many coached teams earlier in their career. Not necessarily like the football team or a high profile basketball team or anything like that. Some of them were field hockey coaches. Some of them were volleyball coaches. Number four, most if not all of them at some point had roles in development and fundraising. Number five, all have experience negotiating deals with sponsors. Now, that is my 20-minute analysis of 5 to 10 athletic directors ranging from Greg Byrne at Alabama to Sandy Barber at Penn State. Imagine what you could discover if you spend an hour or two studying the career arc of people who currently holding the job you want, right? And maybe you want to be an athletic director at a smaller school. Well, great. The information is out there. How did the people that are right now athletic directors at smaller schools get there? What did they do? The information is there. You need to put the work into deciphering it. If you want to be a sports reporter, go look at Tom Rinaldi's resume, Michelle Tafoya, Ian Rappaport. Look for patterns for how they got where they are. If you want to be a sales executive, go use LinkedIn to look at 30 different sales executives all across the sports spectrum and look for the key attributes that got them where they are. What are the patterns? I mentioned at the beginning, I have this desire to write a book. Truth is, it's less about the desire and more about, I see that as an important stepping stone for where I want to be. If I was going to make a statement about myself, it would probably be something like, I want to be the undisputed top voice and resource for career advice in the sports industry. Well, when I look through other people who are considered the top voices in their sector, most of them have New York Times bestselling books. So that's on my radar. That's part of my plan. And I wouldn't have known that if I didn't have the end in mind. So right now, you can all do this. Formulate your career goal and start doing research into what it will take to get there. You do the research. Don't ask me how to get there. You put in the work. It's not because I don't want to help you. It's because when you do the legwork yourself, you're going to push this mental encoding in your brain to another level, and it's going to become a part of who you are. You're going to start to see the path laid out before you. Like, oh, I now know that I'm probably going to have to relocate some to be an athletic director. Okay, I get it. Or I know that I'm going to have to take a step into development and fundraising. Okay, cool. I get it. Or maybe coaching, taking a year to coach or be a graduate assistant. Okay, cool. I get it. You're establishing your pattern, your path, the check marks you need to have accomplished so that when you get that moment, when you get that opportunity, which only knocks once, like I referenced earlier, when you get that opportunity, you have the skill set lined up. You have the experiences lined up. You are now very attractive to those people that are in charge of hiring at the level you want to be. It's going to push you toward your goal. To write it down and to do this research yourself, much more than having someone like me do it for you. The tools are all out there for you. So get to work right now, figuring out your steps to reach your end goal. Remember, you're going to have a little bit of a break now, likely, between Christmas break. And you can sit around, you can hang out with grandma, you can, you know, tell stories, and she can tell you what it was like when you were growing up and when you pooped your diaper. But really, take some time. Put some thought into this. Do some research. Do some real research into the patterns of the people that are in the roles you want to be in. And that's going to set you up for your future. Begin with the end in mind. That's it for today. You have work to do.